This episode of Discover ADN is brought to you by Toki. Toki is a simple time tracking utility for the Mac. It shows you how much time you spend on your computer and breaks that usage activity down per application. What's really neat is that Toki can use your app.net account to sync activities between any of your computers where Toki is installed. For more information and an App Store download link, please visit kkob.us/Toki. That's T-O-K-I. Welcome to another episode of Discover ADN, a podcast dedicated to learning more about the many creative, intelligent, and interesting people that use app.net to communicate with the world. My name is Jason Irwin, and I am the host of this program. Join me in attaching a voice to the words and avatars we see flowing through our timeline, while also getting to know a little bit more about the people who make our social network such a nice place to visit. Want to be in the show or recommend somebody you think is interesting? Get in touch on app.net by sending a message to discoveradn. Today, I have the pleasure of talking with Jochen Spalding, who goes by the name Blumenkraft on app.net. He keeps the ADN client comparison up to date, loves photography, and has a photo blog with some amazing pictures, and he'll tell us more about this passion later into the show. So please join me in welcoming Jochen to Discover ADN. Hello!
Hello!
Let's get right down to business. Can you tell us, when did you join app.net?
I joined very early, in October 2012, on the 7th. I wanted to join earlier, but I had no credit card at that moment. And I had a few weeks to go to the credit card. And so the 7th.
Can you tell us, why did you join app.net?
So I joined app.net because I was a Twitter user back since 2009 and enjoyed the service. But once they announced that they will do ads in timelines and things like that, I thought it's not a good idea to be a customer there because I don't want to see ads and so on. I switched to app.net because there was a way to pay for the service and own the data and so on. Everybody knows this, which really was a better opportunity for me than Twitter.
Okay. You use a pseudonym on app.net. Can you tell us, where does Blumenkraft come from?
Blumenkraft is the German word for flower power. It's just that I love flowers and plants and the nature and see stuff growing. I also like the mindset of the Woodstock area, so why not? I decided to took this name once I made my account on Instagram.
Well, that's a very interesting name. Okay. Can you tell us, what would you like to see more of on app.net?
Basically, I would see more paid accounts. It's hard to see the great staff had to fired of app.net because there were not enough people that paid for the service. So if more people would pay, the service could grow again.
Yeah, I think a lot of us would like more people to join the service. How do you think we can bring more people to app.net?
I hope that Twitter is failing more, so perhaps more people can join us and see that the service is great, that there are lots of features we all love, and there are great people on the platform. I think if more people knew about app.net, it would become bigger.
Well, let's change gears just a little bit. Can you tell us, what do you like to be known for?
I want to be known for the guy with the blog where you can go and grab some photos if you like, for free. You can download them there. If you need them for a blog or something, you can always come by. Blumenkraft.eu. Blumenkraft.eu.
All right. Well, I'm sure that a number of our listeners will take advantage of that offer. Speaking of photography, you take a lot of photos. How did you become interested in this hobby?
It's because of Instagram. I started using it in 2010 and began to shoot. Turns out I like photography a lot, playing with lights and so on. I must get 40 to learn that I have a talent here.
What are your favorite types of photos to take?
Yeah, I love Hipstamatic a lot, which is a camera app for the iPhone. It simulates analog camera, where you can change films and lenses to make very unique photos. This is how I started in photography and go on. But of course, I have a real camera. I hope you see the air quotes. And there I'm using the Lens Baby most, which is a kind of tilt shift lens where you can do some blur effects, which looks very romantic, has a really nice look. Yeah, and sometimes I go down the city and took some street photography, but I have to learn a lot still in this case. Yeah, these are the topics most interested in.
Which camera is your favorite? Do you prefer your phone or the real camera?
The best camera you have is the camera you have with you. So it's equal. I shoot a lot, 90% or so with the iPhone, because I actually has it with me all the time. But real photography is, of course, you have more possibilities.
What kind of photography would you like to learn next?
Oh, that art. Carbon Compound on app.net does a lot of space photography. I didn't do something like that. Perhaps I can get into it. But that requires a lot of hardware.
Let's switch over to the next topic. Can you tell us about another pastime or hobby that you enjoy?
As I mentioned, being in the nature, my camera with me, but I'm also a homie and loves it to be on my couch connected with the whole world via internet. Just amazing how small the world is now that we have all these communication tools. And of course, I really love listen to podcasts. I really enjoy listening to good talks between intelligent people.
Well, what are some of your favorite podcasts to listen to?
Oh, I like all the stuff from Tim Pritlove and Holger Klein, which are very famous German podcasters. Not Safe for Work, for instance, is a great format, but it's in German language, so the English speaking person do that. I love the Accidental Tech podcast, and yeah, there are a lot of Bitcoin podcasts I listen to because there is a great opportunity. Something like that.
Let's move to the final question of our show, and this is where we get to recommend some of the people that we enjoy communicating with on app.net. So can you share with us three people who you enjoy talking to and the reasons for that?
So that's a question I can't answer, so I decided to use a little trick, if it's allowed. I want to recommend the ADN Discover ADN podcast account. And of course, you, Jason, everybody should follow you.
But I'm not very interesting.
I like your blog articles, and always a pleasure to see you in my timeline.
Well, thank you for saying that. Do you know of three accounts that I don't run that you would recommend?
Let's say like this. I want to recommend the person who is in your show right after this one.
Interesting.
So perhaps, I don't know who is it, who it is. So perhaps it's a following advice for me.
Well, the next person that I will be recording with will be JDS Colum.
Oh, I don't know so far. Great.
He's the founder of the Monday Night Dance Party.
Ah, yes, I heard about it. Uh-huh.
And that's a very interesting cheat.
But there are so many great people, I can't pick out some.
All right, well, I think we can appreciate that. And we can also put in Tim Pritlove, since you had also mentioned him.
Yes, great.
All right, well, thank you very much for those recommendations, and thank you again for being my guest on today's show.
Thank you, Jason. It was a pleasure for me, and I'm very honored. Thank you.
And this concludes the 26th episode of Discover ADN. Once again, I would like to thank Jochen for taking the time to chat with me. Show notes for today's episode can be found online at discoveradn.10centuries.com. That's the number 10, centuries.com. And I would also like to thank our sponsor for this episode, Toki. Have a nice day.